Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we entrepreneurs are helping other entrepreneurs. I'm here tonight. I'm your host. I'm missing my co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes, but he's going to be popping his head in sooner or later. But and my trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby's the guy that makes everything work. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I am doing fine on this Thursday. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Okay. But anyway, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play. And so, Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, that's what it is. So, you entrepreneurs out there, you're welcome to call the show. We are live on Facebook and YouTube. Go out and find the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, and you'll find us, and we'd love to hear from you. Put something in the chat, ask a question, or give us a call. The number is right there in front of you, 727-441-3000. Tonight's show is for the beginning entrepreneur, and I thought about what I wanted to say, and I thought about the entrepreneur who's thinking about becoming an entrepreneur but has an idea, because all ideas start with you, and from there you decide what you're going to do with that idea. Some people sleep on it, some people get started right away, some people ponder and wait and wait, and then make that step. But either way, in order to become an entrepreneur, it involves making that step. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, once you have your idea or your thought, then what are you going to do to tell somebody about it? So tonight's session is on how to put together a pitch deck, or how to introduce yourself and talk about your idea, what steps to go through. And I'm going to go through some steps, and I'm going to go through the order, and I'm going to explain the reason for the steps, so that if you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, if you are an entrepreneur and and you recognize these steps, you're more than welcome to call us and chime in, add your comments. But I wanted to share, how do you get started once you have an idea, once you have a thought? Anyway, so that's what this tonight's show is going to be. So I'd like to have you just think about that. Once you have an idea, it comes from somewhere. The first thing I'm going to just say, you need to see if you can identify, where did it come from? Did it come to you in a dream? Did it come to you at an event? Did it come to you when somebody was mentioning something and you had an idea just popped into your head and say, I could create a business doing that?
Were you struggling to perform a certain task and said, there must be a better way?
Exactly. And so I want you to think about, how did your thought come to you? Because that's where it starts. That's the starting point. It had to come from a thought. So the foundation of the thought is, what were you doing? What were you thinking? What did you imagine? And you had that thought that I could start a business doing that. Anyway, so that's the first thing. For all entrepreneurs, I'm going to say, it came up with a thought, some vision or something that said, this is what I'd like to do, and I think I could turn it into a business. And so it's a thought that you decide to step out on. But in order for you to begin to tell people, then you got to find a way to tell people in a way that they can understand you. And so I can't speak for any of you. I know the project I'm working on, it's very difficult to tell people. And so I've got to have some charts and some pictures and all that sort of stuff. Plus, I got to be able to sit you down and tell you what the thought is and see if you grasp it or not. And if you don't grasp it, then I got to try a different technique just to see if I can get you to have an idea of what I'm attempting to say to you and an idea of being willing to listen to what my thought is. Now, for those of you that are just beginning, though, there are lots of places that you can go in your cities and your town where people get together and they talk about ideas. Lots of colleges offer these trainings, and lots of other activity centers in the area whereby the individuals with the ideas gather and they share their ideas with others in order to help perfect their introduction. But more so, there are always listeners there, because the listeners want to know what your idea is. And in some cases, there are potential investors there. But people want to hear what it is that you have to say, and so they can help you perfect what it is that you're trying to say. And so that's what I'm going to walk you through those steps, because I'm learning how to do this myself, or I've had to learn, or I've had help learning. But how do you tell a story in a certain length of time in order to see if someone can grasp what you're trying to say? But anyway, so if you have a thought or an idea that you're wrestling with, I'm going to invite you, if you like, to call the show and tell us what that idea is, if you like, and see if it's something that you're comfortable saying, but see if it's something that we can grasp. But anyway, we're going to take a short break so that you can hear me. But anyway, we'll be right back, and I'm going to get started on helping you to put it together. But you're more than welcome to give us a call. We'll be right back.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Tough get going. When you make that decision to get started, then all that matters is that you start. And it may be tough. It may get tougher as you go because you're stepping out into an area that in some cases it may be new for you, or you're doing it again. And so that comes along with becoming an entrepreneur. But anyway, I'm going to give you some steps, some things to go through, and I'm going to try to describe them as best as I can. I have a list of things here, but the order is what's important. And so you can go out on the internet and type in pitch deck, and you'll get definitions of pitch decks, and they'll show you how to make some. If you're familiar with something like PowerPoint, and it's something like that, but it's a way of taking your idea and putting it together in pictures and documents that allow you to walk yourself through it and others to walk along with you as you are speaking what it is that you do. But anyway, so it's called a pitch deck, it's a startup deck, a startup drawing or startup words that allow you to begin to put things in order. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is don't worry about the order. Put down the things that you think you'd like to say, and then go back and see if you can put them in order. But also you can go, like I said before, you can go out on the internet, find examples of decks that will actually walk you through how to do it in terms of getting started. But the bottom line is that it's just a presentation. In most cases, or many cases, the presentation that's made to possible investors that are looking for things to invest in. And so they want to hear about the business idea that you have. That's what they say is the first step in terms of getting started. How do you get it out of your head and onto something that we all can see? Okay, so very important to understand that the idea starts in your head. No one can see in your head. And so you've got to get it out of your head onto something that we can see, and you've got to be able to see, be the first person to see some of it in order to get some direction from the people that may think of investing in you. So that's something that gets you started. So making presentations becomes part of your journey. And so if you're not used to speaking, then you must get used to speaking. And you also must be willing to speak because it's your idea. And so that's the first thing I'd like to have you think about. It's because if you want us to know it, then you've got to tell it to us as best as you can. So hopefully, if you're not familiar with speaking, then you're going to learn to speak. And I'm going to say speak the best way you can. Hopefully you notice my speech. And hopefully, if you've heard my background, somebody keeps choosing me to keep getting in front of people speaking. So getting past your idea and starting to put it in some sort of form whereby you can tell others, that's the first step. Getting the confidence to just try it out. You will make mistakes. If it's not in your speech, it's going to be in your presentation. It's going to be mistakes there. But the other people are there to coach you along or help you along because they want to hear your idea.
Well, and keep in mind that it's not always going to be what we envision as a speech, as in other words, in being a large audience or something like that, or in front of a board or something like that. It may just be a speech among friends, a speech among coworkers, mm-hmm. a speech among other entrepreneurs, just a few. A speech, could be a presentation in a restaurant, in a coffee shop, something like that, as informal as that. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much about, I don't know, about being, you know, this
it's
great politician type public speaker.
No.
It's about having the elevator pitch ready to go so that you can drop it on someone in a moment's notice.
Sort of.
Or have it, you know.
That comes after the practice.
Yeah, that's
okay, so the first thing you got to do is get it out of your head onto a piece of paper or onto something that you can see and show it to someone else and then get started. So it's going to take some practice. And at some point you'll get it down to where it's timed because they're going to say, tell me this in 5 seconds, or tell me in 10 seconds, or tell me in a minute. Probably nobody's going to say 5 seconds because...
Well, that's true.
but part of giving it is to make sure you can tell it in a certain amount of time so that you don't lose people. You want to engage them and keep them interested.
Make it concise.
Right. But in order to get started... Then you must get started. All of that comes with the learning. Okay, so I don't want any of you to think that it's a one-shot deal because it involves many, many parts. Because some of those parts are it involves getting it out of your head onto a piece of paper. It involves you to organize it and see if you can talk it through to make sure it flows. It involves certain language that you might use. It involves you having some graphics or an understanding of numbers and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, so all of that comes along with just getting started to begin with your idea. And all you want to do is to share your idea because you want to get to the next step where somebody says, I want to hear more. So the pitch deck is designed to help you get through that first step.
So you want that hook, basically, to get people to start asking you questions, I would say.
It's possible. Yeah. But they can't ask you questions unless you tell them enough information. Okay.
Backstory, a hook, you know.
Yeah.
Why you're so passionate about it. And generally, those are the kind of things I would think someone would want to start asking you more questions.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to give you some steps, and you can
I'll put these in. All ears.
There are different decks. They're of different lengths, and so I chose one that has 15 steps. It's probably nice to have 9 or 10 in that bracket. In some cases, if you can get down to 7. But that may take a little practice, and depending on your audience as well. Anyway, so I'm going to say the first thing is having a slide, what they call a slide, or something on your computer most likely, or something that you write down. The first thing it says, who are you and what do you do? Okay, so you got to be able to introduce yourself. If you have a company, then you got to have the company name, plus you got to mention who you are and what you do. And that sets the stage for all of the listeners to know who's talking to them. If you've come up with a name for your company, then great. If not, then you have a name. So you want to tell them who you are. Okay, that's the starting thing. Second thing is is what is the problem that you've recognized, so that you can identify the problem. And that could come in many different sentences. It could come in one sentence, but identify the problem that you see. And the third slide should be the solution that you've come up with. Okay, so you want to be able to say, this is the problem, and this is my solution. It's your solution. It may, you know, there may be a bunch of others with similar solutions, but yours is yours, and so you want people to know that your solution is your solution. It could or should be, I'm going to just say between, well, I'm just going to say some bullet points. It could be 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 bullet points. But I would say a medium could be 3. But bullet points that highlight, that you can talk to, that says, this is the problem. It's the problem, what the problem is. It could be that people are spending too much money. It could be that the way people are going about things takes too long. You find a different way. It could be anything that has come to you that says, this is the problem, and now I have a solution. And you want to tell what the solution is, or the outcome of the solution. So that's happens all in what's called 3 steps. Okay, the first 3 slides. Then you've got to come up with what is it? What kind of product is it? What kind of service is it, in order to solve the problem? Okay, so for example, it could be like if I just use my own self in a sense. In order for me to train people, I've got to come up with something to train them with. Okay, so it could be courses, it could be books, it could be those things that people can purchase. So those things become the products. So the solution is to have something by which they could learn, which now makes something better. So think of whatever idea you have, what the problem is, but more so how you're going to solve it, or the outcome of what you're going to solve it. Okay, so when you say the outcome, that may interest someone to say, how is this going to happen? Because if you tell them how it's going to happen, that may be okay. But you may be telling too much at that point in time. You want to talk about the outcome, because the outcome is the solution to the problem. So then you may want to give a demo, okay, a brief demonstration of what your problem is, how you're going to solve it, so that they can see how you might solve it. I'm going to say you possibly may want to do the demo. It's possible you could ask one of your listeners to go through your instructions to see it. But either way, one of the nice things is to have some sort of demo that allows people to grasp what it is that you're thinking about and that solution. So that's the fifth step in this particular pitch deck. Okay, like I said, it has 15 slides. The goal is possibly get it down to 7, 8, 9, 10 slides. I'm going to suggest that you write it out as long as you think it takes, because once you get it out, you can see it, and once you get it out, then you can cut it down or change words. You can do something like that. So the first thing is to get it out of your head in any kind of order, but get it out of your head. Once it's out, then you can begin to sort it in some sort of order. Okay, by doing that, that begins to clear your thinking. So I'm going to tell you what else that you can do once we take a short break. Listen to myself, Gene Hodge, here talking about the importance of pick decks and how to be to start one in order to pitch your idea to an investor. And we'll be right back, and I'll share a little bit more.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
On your way up the ladder, on your way to your journey, on your way to doing your business. I'm here giving out the steps for someone, an entrepreneur, a beginning entrepreneur, to put together what's called a pitch deck, which is some sort of presentation. It's a visual presentation. And I'm going through the steps that one may choose to go through. There are 15 steps that I'm going to try to get to. The ideal is to get it down between 9 and 10. But the first steps are to get it out of your head and so that you can see what it is that you're talking about. And so I'm walking you through it. I've covered how to introduce yourself, stating the problem that you have, the solution that you have, what product or service that it's going to provide to your customers. We haven't gotten to the customers yet, but what product or service that are you going to be offering that solves the problem, and possibly a demo based on whoever you're talking to. Okay, in some cases, on the formal side, I had mentioned that there are a lot of investors out there, that in most cities there are investor-type organizations, there are pitch type of events going on where people are able to pitch their ideas, and all you've got to do is do a little search in your local area. I'm pretty sure you can find some, because only you have the idea that you have. And so we want to help you. There's help out there that will allow you to put together your ideas so that it could possibly turn it into a business, possibly get you funding if you need funding, and so on. But the first level is to get started, which is the step that I'm talking about. Anyway, so I've gone through those five slides, and the fifth slide is having a demo if you choose to do a demo so that somebody may be able to grasp your idea. Now, the sixth slide is the features and benefits of your problem. The thing that you're solving, what is the benefit that your customer is going to get, or the people that you serve, and what are the features that's going to make it different than somebody else's? So the features and benefits come from you with your idea, because you have a better way, or you see a better way, to solve a problem. And that's what investors want to know. That's what you really want to know if it works, because you want the opportunity to go try it out. So once you have that, then you should have like what's called a business model. And that is based on your understanding of the business, how do you see it working? How's it going to flow? How are you going to get started? How are you going to get your customers? Just having some idea as to how your business can be a business based on the model that you develop in your mind, or you could take it out and try it out on your own to see whether it works. Now, whether it works or not, most people are going to ask you, most investors, I'm going to say definitely investors, they would like to know if you have what's called traction. Okay, traction is, have you tried this out before and have you gotten some results? Okay, that serves many purposes. One is, are you dedicated and believe in your own product or service? And have you decided to go try it out on your own so that you can say, this will work, and now I want to get in front of you guys or other people and tell them about my service or product and what I'm going to do to solve the problem. So traction is, have you done it before? Have you done it many times before so that you have proof that it's something that's workable, doable, and you have some results based on the people that you're serving? Or anyway, so it's like that. Okay, so like in my case, I'm in the training business, and I train people to find jobs that they enjoy using an innovative process so that they get what they enjoy instead of a job. That's what the next show is about. The difference is that I need to find out what they thought of what they got. And so I get evaluations. I get comments. I probably have too many evaluations, but you need to know what the other people will say, what the other people thought of it, because that sets the stage for who's going to want it. Because those people now can go out and tell other people, and now you start building your business that way. So I'm not suggesting that you try it out first, but most of the pitch decks want to know, have you started? Because that's where the commitment is. So they're looking for, are you past your idea? And if you committed to getting something done or seeing if it will work? Okay, so your testing of it is fine, but the other part is, it's okay to say I'm in the testing mode. It's okay to tell them you're in the testing mode, but have you done anything to see if you can get it to work? That will help out the listener, which could be an investor, could be your best friend, could be anybody, but that will let them know, have you taken your thought in your head and decided to go do something about it to see if it will work? That's the term for traction. Now, I may be using some language that doesn't happen in the entrepreneurial world or the business world, or it may happen, but you want to use the language you're familiar with, learn the other language as you move along, because you'll get a lot of help there. But anyway, so these are words that someone else put together, and I'm following them, but I can follow these words and turn my actions into how I see having my product or service work. So this is how you do that. And that's slide number 8. I'm just going to say one thing in between here. I'm going to suggest that you write down as much as you can that you think is necessary. That's my suggestion. Don't shortchange yourself. Once you've got it all written down, then you can go back and take out words. Okay, then you can go back and shrink things. I just found out recently that looking at presentations, keywords are very important. But what you don't want is somebody reading while you're talking because they're distracted. Okay, so you want to talk about what they're looking at, which should be keywords, things that stand out, which are focal points for them knowing your problem or your solution. So anyway, so that comes along with practice and guidance. Now, once you have the traction, meaning you've tried it out a few times, then how do you go to market? Okay, how do you take that now and put it out there so your customers can see it, your customers know it's available? How do you put it together so you can take it to the market? That's where you may need some dollars from, because it may cost a certain amount for you now to fine-tune the product or service and start introducing it to your potential customers. Anyway, so that's the language, go to market. Okay? Now, what follows the go-to-market is the market size. How big is your market? How big is your customer? How many customers, how many humans out there might use your service? And that's extremely important for you to think or imagine, because you need to be able to let the other know the potential that your solution has and how many people it could help or make better. Okay, so that's what they want to know. How big is the market? And that's is terminology. But in my case, I'm working with unemployed individuals. So take the amount of unemployed people that the Department of Labor says 10%, 8% of our population is unemployed. Well, that's part of the market for those that are trying to find better jobs. That's one market. However, depending on what else you have, makes the market go a little further. And so in my case, if I'm going to help individuals to find employment, then the other part of the market are those that are already employed, whereby the employers are trying to get more productivity out of them. Okay, so that's another market. Okay, so the Department of Labor puts out stats that says 8%, 9% of our population, 10% of population is unemployed. That means the 90% are employed, in a sense. Okay, so anyway, so defining your market doesn't have to be that big. It could be, I'm not going to tell you what it could be because it's your problem and your solution. Yeah.
Once you've done the research in a certain industry, you'll know how specialized in it. If you're more of a B2B, or if you have, you know, if your customers are the general public and et cetera.
Now, you just mentioned some terminology. What does B2B mean?
Business to business.
Is there another one? Like B2B is business to business. What's
Direct to consumer is the opposite, I believe.
Something like that. There's business to business.
There's wholesale, obviously, for if you're talking about products.
Yeah. But there's some what do you call them? Acronyms or?
Yeah, acronyms, yeah.
Words that people use in terms of who your customer might be. Business to business, there's consumer to business or?
Business to consumer, yeah.
Yeah. But it's whoever you're serving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that comes with what's called the market size.
Right.
Now, as Bobby said, it's important to do a little research so you can tell whoever's listening how big your market is, or to predict how big it could be.
And that's where the tricky part it comes in sometimes, because you have to be able to realize that you and another business, you and me, are mm-hmm. are two separate
entities,
right? But yeah. and have different needs, right, as far as an audience is concerned. And sometimes people go into this thinking, or going to, you know, an entrepreneurial endeavor just assuming that they're business to customer, but really then they start to find out, you know, let's say they're a supplier of something. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not going to sell directly to the customer. They're going to sell to another business, to another company, a smaller corporation, to a whatever. That's the kind of research that isn't handed to you on a silver platter, you know.
Oh no, you got to do a little work, right? Because it's your vision, it's your idea, right? And so knowing who your customer is going to be is key.
Like, in other words, there are some businesses where you could be geared towards other business owners, but you could also be selling to hobbyists as well. Take for example, let's say you're going to sell broadcast supplies. I just thought about that because I was talking to one today. You're generally selling to other media production companies, broadcast radio stations, TV stations, etc. But there's going to be a consumer who's just a person who's not buying under a business, but they're a hobbyist and they need your service.
Right.
So that's where that kind of research comes in. And sometimes when it comes to starting a business, you're going to have to figure out what percentage is going to be the B2B and what percentage may just be the average consumer, if you're in one of those types of businesses that could cater to both.
Now that's very important. I'm going to say something just to make sure that we all understand. All you need is an estimate,
right?
For starters,
nobody's got the magic
all. All you need is an estimate for starters, so you don't have to worry about that. What you want to know is that you believe your idea is strong and solid, and that you're just beginning. So the more you get into it, the more you're going to be able to see that you couldn't see initially. So that's the one, you know. And so, but the markets vary. So like in my case, I'm doing work with the government, you know, the federal government. And so it depends on where your market is and how big it is. But at this point, it's what's in your imagination. And the research comes as much as you can before you get in front of somebody that's an investor. But they will understand, because they'll tell you, you need to get more data. You need to get more information. So you have some direction. Your job is to get started.
And then you have to think about outliers to all that. So maybe there may be one or two semi-retirees or something that would be interested in your product, because it's something they did in their career and they retired, but now they may want to dabble in it as more of a hobby type thing. So there's always these outliers. So you may be, you know, 99.5% B2B, but then there's, you know, that one individual who, you know, left the industry and came back and wants your service.
Well, you never know.
But you never know, right?
Until you start telling people.
Right.
And the more you tell, the better your chances of someone offering to work with you, to work along with you, guide you. Those will pop up. You can't make any of those do anything, but they will pop up based on you getting started. And that's something you have to believe in yourself first, which a lot of people want to know. Do you believe in you? And when they can see that you believe in you, that's when you're going to get assistance. But we're going to take a short break very quickly, because our time is running quickly around here. But you're listening to myself and Mr. Bobby talk about putting together a pitch deck, and I'm going through all of the steps in the logical order that I've been given. But we'll be right back with a couple of more, and then we'll be done.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Don't let nothing stop you, especially the beginning entrepreneur. You're going to have a lot of obstacles. Just learn to go over them, under them, and around them, but don't let anything stop you. You will have challenges. I'm going over the ingredients or the steps that go into putting together a pitch deck, which is a presentation that you can make to anyone, especially investors or those that are interested in hearing what your idea and business is. And I'm going through the various steps. You can go out on the internet and find some of this information and just type in information like what is the pitch deck, demos of a pitch deck and all things like that. And you'll see various examples of what that looks like. But anyway, I've gone through the 15, I've gone through 10 of them, and I got a couple of minutes left to go through five more, and I'm going to go through them very quickly. Anyway, the market size says how big the market that you think it is in terms of where you're going to get all your customers. Then comes your competition. Who are your competitors? And what are they doing that's going to separate you or give you an advantage? You must identify who your competitors are so that we know who you're going up against and who you might replace, or you may literally create something totally different. So it's being shared. And then the next slide is, what is your unique advantage? What makes you unique? Well, obviously, your thought or idea came to you, so it's possible it could give you something that makes you unique. And if you are unique, you want to ride it to the tilt. And what is your unique advantage that's going to give your customers an idea of coming to you, trying you out, and using you? Then the next thing is, who's on your team? Or are you going to be working with? Okay, if you put together a company, you better have officers in the company. If you haven't put together a company yet, it's important to know who's willing to work along with you. You may have friends, you may have contacts, you may have some of your competitors that would like to help you out, that will help you to do that, but who is your team's going to be? Anyway, so then the next thing after that is, what kind of financials do you see? What's the picture of you making money? What's the picture for you needing money to get started? Have you thought about what is it going to cost you to get off the ground? That's what investors would like to know, because they like to know, if we give you some money, how long is it going to take you to get before you start making money so you can pay us back? So you're going to need some financial data that supports your thought and ideas. And then the last slide, which is number 15, is, how are you going to raise the money? Okay, you're the entrepreneur, you're the person with the idea. How are you going to raise it? One way you might possibly raise it is by talking to an investor. That may be one way of raising funds to get started. So that's why you're talking to those or making a pitch for people who have the money or know somebody else who has the money, so that you get the funds you need to kick everything off, because that's just the starting point. But anyway, that's what's called the pitch deck. It's for entrepreneurs, beginning entrepreneurs, and you'll hear more about that as we go through the show. And we'll have some guests in to talk about their pitch decks in the future. But this is what the starting point is for anyone with an idea. How do you get it out of your head, get it onto a piece of paper, put it in some kind of order so you can now pitch it to people, because they're going to give you a time limit anyway. Okay, so in some cases, 5-7 minutes, you've got to be able to go through whatever it is and then be done, which means it may take a lot of practice and a lot of working on your deck. Anyway, so I've just given you an overview, and hopefully you got everything. If not, you can see this on the videos. Just go out to YouTube or Facebook, and there's always going to be a video out there, and you can rewatch it. And I'd love to hear some of your comments. Put them in the chat. Give us a call next week or something like that, and let us know what you thought. But that's that's my contribution to help all of the entrepreneurs that are thinking about becoming entrepreneurs and stepping out there, because this is one of the starting steps. Okay, got any questions really quick? Because I know our time is up.
I agree. It's important, you know. Watch Shark Tank, too. He wants to see some people having to practice those steps in action.
Yeah, watch Shark Tank, and you'll get a chance to see what happens if you get that far and then still possibly get rejected.
Yeah. And sometimes you do all those steps, and you still don't make it past.
Right. So it's practice.
But it's practice. It's practice.
Right.
And it's, you know, I mean, it sounds like we're just talking about a TV show, but it is good.
Oh.
It is good to see others.
How it happens. Well, believe it or not, they had to go through a lot more in order to get on TV.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, nobody gets to those three, you know, those five very well-known investors to that. I mean, there's other steps but it, you know, it's just like with any other skill. It's good to watch somebody else's, you know, trials, successes, failures to, you know, there's a lot of. So you'll watch it, and after a while, you'll start to say, oh, well, I won't do that. I won't say that. I won't, you know, I will say that. You'll learn.
You'll learn, yeah.
I mean.
Yep. There's nothing.
What can I say?
Nothing's easy.
No.
It may be for some people, but the bottom line is you go through those steps, and the reason is because we're looking at you so we can put our trust in you to go do what it is that you would like to do in the first place. But anyway, so that's what it is, and I hear the music, which means it's time for us to go. You're listening to My Way by Frank Sinatra, and I'm saying anytime you have a vision and you decide to get to work on it, you will be doing it your way. And all I'm going to say is go step out on it, try it out, stay with it. It's possible it could come to fruition, because that's why it's yours. Anyway, that's all I'm going to do. That's all I'm going to say. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back and continue doing it your way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.